This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado could soon join other states in lifting the statewide mask requirement, which is drawing strong opinions from both sides. CPR's John Daly reports.
Governor Jared Polis' office says he intends to sign a new 30-day mask order that will be modified to account for where we are in the pandemic and local conditions. Some, like frontline workers union leader Kim Cordova, are urging Polis to keep the mandate until more people get vaccinated.
I think it's reckless and irresponsible right now.
But Mesa County Public Health Director Jeff Coor says it's time to move on.
We're ready to drop all of the restrictions.
The current mask order expires on Saturday. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Construction got underway this week to replace two high schools in Pueblo. Plans are also in the works to replace three other District 60 schools and upgrade nine. District spokesman Bob Lawson says they're creating a state-of-the-art educational experience.
These are going to be the new flagship buildings of District 60. They're going to last for the next 50 years. This is what schools of the future are going to look like. This is just remarkable for Pueblo.
Lawson says work will be completed by 2023. Voters approved a $218 million bond and state grants for the construction project. It's opening day at Coors Field, and currently the Dodgers are leading the Rockies 1-0 in the middle of the third inning. 66 degrees in Denver, Colorado Springs at 62. It's 64 in Pueblo. This is CPR and KRCC.